the Lord for what He's given us. And I want to thank the church for doing what she's supposed to be doing today. And I know that there's nothing, like I said, we can do about out there. But I'm glad that the Lord still give us what we need. And I thank the church for giving me what I needed this morning. There's a lot of things that weighs out. I know we read that scripture about, the Bible says, rightly dividing the word of truth, and it just ain't, I don't think sometimes talking about the, you're just reading, I think it talks about me making sure that it's rightly divided in the direction that the Lord will have us to go. But that has been a thought of mine on how the church presented itself today. I was thinking about how when we was little, we would sing that song, praise Him, all ye little children. God is love. And praising Him and honoring Him is what's really been on me, I guess, this week. Y'all know me. You still know I don't have much to say when it comes to lengthwise, but I hope I can be just like the rest of them, even on Wednesday nights. For the ones that don't make it, you're missing a great blessing. I'm just going to tell you, but about every one of them, when they get done, they say, that's all I got. Well, I hope that whenever I get to the end of this, I can say, that's just all I got. But we're going to read some scripture out of 139 Psalms. And 145 Psalm. And as we read, you know, David, he was all about praise. And I'm glad that there was some that was demonstrated here today, not only for our young people to see, but for me to see. Because I tell you, I don't care how old I get, sometimes I still need it to see it. But then there come a time when I need to be partaker of it. But we're going to read verse 23 and 24 in 139 Psalms, because the only way that it can help me is if I start with me. The scripture says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." 145 Psalm, it starts out. It says, "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts." That's what I feel like reading. And this, I guess, the thought is something I had stood on before, but just like I guess we've heard it, if it's of the Lord, I guess it's worth hanging on to. And I know that the Lord can speak to us through anything if we're just paying attention. During the week at the house there, I went in there to the kitchen, and Kathy, she has these two little plastic thing sitting up in the windowsill that has some fake flowers in it. And they've got this little solar panel things on it. And you know, whenever the sun starts coming up and it starts going inside of that little solar panel of them things, them flowers has two little leaves on each side of it, which is just plastic. But as that sun goes into that and hits down there to that thing that's on the inside, them leaves starts doing this. That one, it just started flapping, getting high, moving real good. But that second one, it was doing this. And I thought, Lord, I said, I got it. And I rubbed that thing off. I said, I'll just help it out there. Put it back up there, and it was still just kind of doing this. He said, you know, sometimes there's an inside that's got to be fixed before it can just get all that it needs. I started thinking to myself, Brother Herman, do I just want to do this all my life? Do I just want to just give just a little bit to the Lord to where I could just get just a little bit of this? But I know that that table where I've ate off of many times has helped me through some things, carried to where I was able to do this just every once in a while. I could just get it out. And you know what? That soul on the inside has tasted that. It's not going to ever be satisfied with just down here. Amen. And the only thing is, it ain't just what's on the inside, but it's the sun that puts it in motion. And it ain't just the S-U-N, son. It might be what's working on that. But I'm going to tell you what, when I got that little thing just blocked up a little bit, I'm not letting the sun shine way down in to where it can just help me get that right there. And you might say, well, what does that matter? I'm going to tell you, it matters a whole lot. We can read through the Scriptures. I think old Stephen over there, as he was preaching them the Word, he was telling them about a foundation that they got off of, that they was heading down this wrong road. And we know what happened to that. Even, I believe, as the stone was falling upon him, I believe he still had a... You might say, I just don't think so. I tell you, he said, I see heaven opened up and the Son of God standing there. So you tell me, there's still this in distress. There's still this that we can do when we're hurting. Paul, he got stoned. He was telling the city about, I heard of your good works, but what happened to you? They stoned him, dragged him outside the city, waiting for him to die, laying there. And I could just imagine this, just a little bit of going on. And then men said, hey, look, let's just go down the road. He said, no, I got to go right back in there. And I got to tell him about this God that saved me. Praise Him, all you little children, for God is love. When He says, I extol Thee, O Lord, you know what that is? That's exceptional praise. In other words, it just ain't praise. He's putting it in some motion. He's letting it be seen. And you know what people see when they see it? They say, I want what they've got. Amen. He gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. The world can't understand why we're here today. I'm just telling you. The world cannot understand it. Just like I think he mentioned earlier about the God or the hope that we have. God is the only hope, but people's trying to put hope in stuff, and you can't. And when he sings that song, my hope is built on nothing less. And when you got that, you can do this. Because you know what? I don't have to be all depressed and in sorrow all the time. I have chose to be a time or two, I'm going to tell you. But that don't mean that the table wasn't there. That don't mean the opportunity for my soul to let that sun shine back in there and say, I'm still here. You know what he says? He said, raise your arms up. I'm not telling everybody to just walk around with your arms stowed up in the air, but I'm going to tell you this, if the Spirit tells you to do it, you do it. Because somebody wants to see it. But sometimes we get to the place to where there's just something other between. Just vaguely between. And it might not be much. But you know what that one that does this a whole lot? When the sun goes down for a long period of time, it's still doing this. It's still doing this. You got them light things outside of your house, and when it gets dark, you know what happens? It comes through because you know why? Because the sun was shining on it all day long, and it was receiving what it sent. It was receiving it. You know what you do with the ones that don't work no more? You throw them away, go buy another one. Where are we? Can we do this? I believe we've did it today. I'll be honest with you. I believe there's more that He wants to give us. This ain't just all of it. But it sure is a good start. It is a good start. So next time your wives have them little things setting up there and them little leaves start flapping or whatever starts happening, I hope y'all start thinking, boy, they're just praising the Lord. And they're just plastic. We're of His creation. We're of His glory. And that's all He asks is of us, is just praise Him for what He's done. And I have failed so many times. There have been a lot of times I probably wasn't even able to even raise my wings up or my little leaves or whatever you want to call them. But once I let Him search me and find me and fix me, because I cannot fix myself. The only way I can be fixed is say, Lord, I'm sorry. And just wipe away that little bit. The sun starts shining. And then I start waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning because He asked me to. Because He's got something for me. So you tell me if the sun don't shine at 1:30 in the morning. It does, don't it, Mike? It shines when you're driving, just like what we heard. And you can praise the Lord and drive too. Now, I ain't just telling you just to be doing it just... But I'm going to tell you, if He's really blessing you, He can take a hold of it and He can fix it. But He knows exactly what I need. And I'll be honest with you, I don't just fool myself into not knowing what I don't need. Because what we've heard, there was a man that was born again on the inside. And before my hands has ever partake of anything, I knowed it. I knowed right and wrong before I even made the choice. And there have been times I have entertained that thought. And it has taken away my extolling praise. And then I'll ask the Lord, what's the matter? And I know the whole time, what's the matter with Bruce? Now, I don't know what's the matter with you or anybody else. But I know me. I know I've come short. And I'm going to tell you, we're all on that least area. We're all on that least area. Because I ain't no bigger, no better than anybody else. I've got to come to my repentance places. And whenever I turn my back on the Lord, if I want my praise back to give to Him, and that's all He asked. That one song we sang, it says, I offer my tribute of praise. The tribute of praise. And that's all I got, is just that. I don't look at I was a benefit whenever He saved me, but I sure benefited by Him when He saved me. And He put a praise on the inside. David wrote over and said, when the enemy required of them a song, how can we sing in a foreign land? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're in a foreign land, get up and go home. Ruth did. You know why? Because she heard there was bread over there. She heard there's bread back at the house. Let's just get up and go back to the house. We don't have to stay. You see, the Bible says that there was a famine. Her and her family went. down to Moab. But the Bible says this, they continued there until she lost everything she had. But then when she heard there's bread, she went back home and got her life back into this shape. Because when she got back, she said, don't call me nothing, but call me Mara, because she's down to here. But she kept on, to finally it got back in there, and we can do it too. But that's the thought that the Lord gave me, and I just ain't going to go no farther.